thousands of custom and border protection agents train here every year in state-of-the-art, high-tech facilities where they learn martial arts and self-defense. This facility in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, is one of the agency's largest. Vice President Mike Pence visited the Advanced Training Center for the first time with Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
And being here today at this Advanced Training Center, being able to learn how we train our trainers, to make it possible for CBP personnel to do the often very dangerous work at our southern border. And so I'm grateful for it. It happens here every day.
Put your hands up, down on the ground.
Border Patrol agents in training and other law enforcement agents can practice their skills in different full-size scenarios. On this virtual simulator, students learn how to react to different scenarios that actually occurred at the southern border. Supervisors rate the students' performance and run the practice again. CBP students also learn how to restrain a suspect. Inside a gym, trainers teach them to defend themselves. The center has a mock custom vehicle port of entry, where teachers drive up in cars as they are preparing to cross the border. Students in training interact with drivers and check the vehicles.
But this is a true partnership. We train other federal agencies here. We train state and locals. And of course, it's a testament to men and women of CBP because they often come and take additional voluntary training so they can continue to improve themselves.
Outside are two wall prototypes. Vice President Pence watched over an emergency drill. Opened in 2005, the West Virginia Custom and Border Protection Facility is one of six nationwide. An average of 7,000 to 8,000 agents and students receive training every year. Cristina Quecedo-Smith, VOA News, West Virginia.